Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Got a great show coming up for you guys over the next 30 minutes. We got the Wells Fargo Championship underway right now in North Carolina. We're going to break that down here, do a little golfing with Glasser in moments. We're also going to talk about the two NBA games and two NHL games that we have on today's playoff slate. Matt Horner is going to join us middle of the show for Model Making Money, and then a little Big League Peach. Shortened slate today in Major League Baseball. Getaway day, off day for a bunch of teams, but nonetheless, we'll give out some picks, and we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And as always, if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. You can go check out the Send It In podcast presented by BetMGM wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this show rolling. Glasses in session. We got some golf going on right now. It's time to go golfing with Glasser. Little three ball action. Shawnee Sharp, what is our first group that we're betting here on this Thursday?
Yeah, Peach, the first group we got here today is teeing off at 106 or in about 5 minutes here. We got Alex Noren at plus 150, Willie Z at plus 150, and don't sleep on Jake Knapp at plus 240.
So this course is already playing really long to begin with. We talked about this yesterday. Third longest course on the PGA Tour. They had to delay a bunch of these start times. The first groups didn't go off until 12 p.m. Eastern time, noon Eastern time. The groups are playing off split tees. They're playing in threes, so they're trying to get as many guys on the course as they can. Conditions aren't great. This course is playing even longer than it usually would. So when I look at this group, it's either between Will Zalatoris at plus 150 or Jake Knapp at plus 240. This course should set up really well for Zalatoris, but I'm actually going to go with Jake Knapp. Played well last week. He's already won this year. He's having an excellent rookie season, and I like the price. Just for one day, Jake Knapp to shoot better than Noren and Willie Z, I'll take a stab. So I'll take Knapp in our first group, plus 240.
All right, and so the next one we got here is teeing off at 1:17 p.m. Eastern time. We got JT Poston at plus 150, Lucas Glover at plus 180, and Cam Davis at plus 200.
So Poston is one of the best putters on the PGA Tour, which certainly is going to help you this week, but it's really important to be strong off the tee and certainly good with your irons. Then you have Lucas Glover, who kind of plays that old man golf, fairways and greens, which again, should suit him pretty well. But for a course that's playing really long today, I think I'm going to go with Cam Davis. He's the longest hitter in this group. He's got the best price at plus 200. I'll take a stab with Cam Davis in this three ball.
All right, next group here teeing off at the same time at 1:17 p.m. Eastern time. We got Sam Burns, plus 140. Harris English, your guy, at plus 150. And Emiliano Grillo at plus 260.
So, yeah, like you said, Harris English is certainly my guy this week. We got him to win at 50-1, hoping that he gets off to a good start today absolutely staying away from Sam Burns at plus 140. He does have a good track record at this course. However, he just had a newborn baby, and he's been talking about how the sleep schedule, as you would imagine, has been a little off. And even though he's played well here, he's taken some weeks off, he had the baby, and now he's got to go play on an extremely tough golf course with the major lurking ahead. So for Burns being priced the shortest amongst all these guys at plus 140, certainly staying away from him. English, you know I love him. I also like Grillo this week at plus 260. And for this specific betting market for one day between these three guys, I think the price on Grillo is excellent at plus 260. He's played very well here, and we talked about it yesterday. Grillo is a guy that just hits the middle of the fairway every single time. So I'm hoping that Harris English shoots like a 4-under today. Maybe Grillo can shoot like a 5-under. I'll take Grillo at plus 260.
All right, next group we got, teeing off at 1:28 p.m. Eastern time. Our boy, fairway Jesus, Tommy Fleetwood at plus 138, Chris Kirk at plus 175, and Taylor Moore at plus 225.
So this group, pretty much all these guys are short hitters. Chris Kirk and Tommy Fleetwood, certainly. Taylor Moore's had a nice season, but I'm going to go with Fleetwood here as the favorite in the group at plus 138. Tommy tends to play tough golf courses pretty well. One of the most accurate guys on the PGA Tour, very good long iron player. So I'll ride with Tommy here at plus 138.
All right, this next group also teeing off at 1:28 p.m. Eastern time. Sahith Theegala at plus 165, Victor Hovland at plus 188, and Hideki Matsuyama at plus 175.
This is the group I struggled the most with. Sahith, Victor, and Matsuyama. All three of these guys I could see having really good weeks. All three guys have played well here in the past. As you guys know, though, if you watched the show yesterday, two golfers that I like to win this week, Harris English and also Victor Hovland. I think it's really important for Victor to get off to a good start this week. That's really what's plagued him here throughout his season so far, is he hasn't been able to get off to hot starts. Talked about it yesterday. This was kind of the time of the year last year where Victor started to get on a roll, so I'll ride with him today. We're also getting the best price on him of the other three guys. The Gala's plus 165, Hideki plus 175. I'll take Victor Hovland plus 188 today in the three ball.
All right, next group, 1:39 p.m. Eastern time, tee time. Rory McIlroy at plus 110, Max Homa plus 175, and Tom Kim at plus 300.
Rolling with Rory, plus 110. He's a past winner here. He's the favorite to win this week. Look, usually when Scottie Scheffler tees it up every week as a favorite, people think that guy's got a pretty good chance to win. Whenever Rory's a favorite in the event, normally people don't bet him. But this actually might be a solid week to back Rory. I think he's going to be in contention. And you want to talk about one of the longest courses on the PGA Tour. Don't you want the guy who hits the ball farther than anybody on the PGA Tour? Rory knows that the major's coming up next week. He certainly wants his game clicking heading into Valhalla. So I'll take Rory at plus 110.
All right, two more groups here for you, PJ. The next one is teeing off at 1:50 p.m. Eastern time. We got Matty Fitz at plus 130, Corey Connors at plus 160, and Adam Stevenson at plus 275.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be between Matty Fitz and Corey Connors. The Canadian Corey Connors, one of the most accurate players on tour. Excellent ball striker, hits fairways, hits greens. But Matt Fitzpatrick's a guy that I think could possibly contend this week. Fitz always plays well on pretty good golf courses, long golf courses. So I'll take Fitzpatrick, plus 130.
All right, last one, teeing off at 2:01 p.m. Eastern time. We got Billy Horschel at plus 120, Nick Dunlap at plus 220, and Ken Tway, I believe, at plus 210.
Yeah, this is a tough group. I mean, I would honestly stay away from this group if I had to choose, but between all three of these guys, because they're so inconsistent, they're so erratic, I mean, either one of them, any one of them can go out and shoot 3-under, or they could shoot 5-over, and you really don't know what you're going to get. So because of that, probably just take the guy with the best price, Nick Dunlap, in that three-ball group at plus 220. Certainly wouldn't take Billy Horschel. It'd be between Kay Tway or Nick Dunlap, and I'll go with Dunlap, plus 220. All right, moving on, time for some playoff peach here. We got two NBA playoff games tonight, two NHL playoff games tonight. We're going to start with game two in Boston between the Celtics and the Cavaliers. I really like the Cavs tonight, plus 13.5 against Boston. Why? Because the last couple of years, how many times have we seen Boston lose big games at home as huge favorites. We saw it in round one against Miami. We saw it last year against Philadelphia when Joel Embiid was out. We've seen it playing. We saw it against Miami last year, too, when they dropped those first two games at home and then obviously dropped game seven at home as well. So Boston, they're going to be big favorites throughout the entire playoffs until they play whoever it is in the Western Conference. They're going to be big favorites against the Knicks or the Pacers as well. But it seems like with Boston, whenever the kind of general consensus is like they have a good performance and we all just kind of expect them to like sweep their opponent, that's when Boston tends to play down to the level of their competition. They had a nice showing in game one. Cleveland was coming off that really tough seven-game series against Orlando. Now I think this is where Cleveland kind of gets acclimated to the series. I think this is too many points. It was 13.5 in game one. Boston covered the number, but I'd come right back with the Cavs here. Plus 13.5, and I'd even sprinkle some money line too at plus 600. We've seen Boston lose as big favorites. Think the Cavs certainly could be live tonight. Some props that I would look at. Derek White, 28-1 to be the top leading scorer tonight. Really like that play. Jason Tatum's only scored more than 25 points once in the postseason so far, and Derek White in his last three postseason games has scored 25 or more points. He's arguably been the Celtics' best player so far in the postseason. And again, in this kind of matchup, with the way that the Celtics, they shoot so many threes, and with Cleveland giving up a ton of three-pointers, I think that allows a ton of value for one of these other guys on Boston outside of maybe Tatum or even Brown to potentially lead the Celtics in scoring tonight. So I'll go with Derek White at 28-1. And speaking of Jaylen Brown, we took his over threes in game one. That hit, we'll ride it back at plus money, plus 100, over 2.5 threes. Then we got the Mavs and the Thunder tonight. OKC favored by 4.5, the total 218.5. I know OKC was impressive in game one. A lot of people came in thinking that maybe Dallas would win the series. Now people are kind of abandoning ship a little bit because Luka didn't look healthy. OKC's depth kind of warmed down throughout the game. We saw this with Dallas, though, in the Clippers series. They got blown out in game one. They didn't panic. They made the adjustments. They came right back in game two. I do think if you like Dallas tonight and if you like them plus the points, then it's got to correlate with Luka three-pointers. Luka went 1-for-9 from three in game one. Clearly, he's not 100%, and going up against Lou Dort, I don't think he's going to be as successful going to the basket. So he's going to have to rely on his outside jump shot. Luka 3.5 three-pointers tonight to the over is plus 105. I'll take a stab at that as well. Then in the Stanley Cup playoffs, we got the Hurricanes and the Rangers. Canes minus 165, Rangers plus 140. Game 1 and Game 2 saw both 7 total goals. Rangers won both games 4-3. I think going back to Carolina, an absolutely must-win game for the Canes. You can't go down 0-3. I think this is going to be a much more defensive game. I feel like in all the games where Rod Brindamore has been head coach for Carolina since he's taken over, it feels like all the games in Carolina, for the most part, have kind of been low scoring. They tend to grind you out. It's physical. It's like 2-1 heading into the third period. I kind of feel like we're headed towards a 2-1, 3-1 kind of game. So I like the under 5.5 tonight. And then Avalanche and Stars. You guys know me when it comes to playoff hockey. Whenever you think one team's got momentum and a series is headed a certain way, that's when I like to go the other way. Stars were up 3-0 in game one. Avalanche score the next 4 goals and the Avs win that game 4-3. I think a lot of people sit there tonight and they're thinking there's no way the Stars are going to go down 0-2 again at home like they did in the Vegas series. Kind of think they will. Game one was their game to win because we talked about it. Boston was coming off that 7-game series against the Leafs, dominated Florida in game one. That was Dallas's game to get. They were up 3-0. They lost. Colorado, I think they win tonight. I like the Avs on the money line, plus 105. As for some series prices that I would look at, there's really nothing that jumps out at me. Dallas right now is plus 180 to win the series, but they're plus 165 to win tonight. I think if you like the Mavs to win, you just take the Mavs on the money line. Don't take them on the series price when obviously if they win, all it is 1-1 headed back to Dallas. So there's no value that really pops out to me. The Hurricanes are plus 250, but they're going home for games 3 and games 4. And the Avalanche, who I do think are going to win the series, are all the way up to minus 210. So I think that's a terrible price. So all I like is the game-to-game nothing in the series. Let's find out what Matt Horner likes. He's joining us for a model making money, making his debut. Matt, great to have you on the show, man. Before we find out what you like, what are some of the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today? Well, we got a five-star play on this Cavaliers game. We like the Cavs first half plus 8.5. That is a five-star play from the BetQL model. Cavs are 26-16 first half ATS versus good three-point shooting teams that are making greater than or equal to 36% of their attempts. My personal play, which I'm going to give here in a minute, kind of goes along with this trend. And after getting blown out in the first game, you would think the Cavaliers are going to adjust a little bit here and try to play a little bit better defense than they did against the Celtics in game one. The model thinks this should be at about plus 6, so it thinks we're getting some value here with the Cavs in the first half, plus 8.5 right now.
Yeah, I like it. I just gave out Cavs full game, but I certainly like Cavs first half as well. So, Matt, you said you had something kind of correlates with that. What are some of your favorite bets for today?
Yeah, so I'll start with that one there in this game. Derek White under 3.5 threes in this game. I know you just said he could be the top point scorer, which is definitely possible, but I like him under 3.5 threes here. It's juiced to minus 154 some places, but MGM has it right now at minus 125. I really like that price. White has pretty much, as you were talking about, turned into like prime Steph during the playoffs right now. He's shooting 50% from deep in 5 of 6 playoff games, which is absolutely ridiculous. He's gone over this line in 4 of the 6 games. And I just think that's kind of unsustainable, honestly. And I think the Cavaliers are going to adjust to that, and they're going to try to stop him from shooting the lights out from deep, which is what has killed Miami and what killed them in the first game. He had 7 threes, which is absolutely ridiculous. Surely they will be a little better. So I think they can stop him from getting 4 threes. Under 3.5 at minus 125, I think is a great price there for some regression on him. I'm also going to go to the Thunder game. I'm going to take Aaron Wiggins over 8.5 points plus rebounds. He had 23 minutes in the last game. His minutes have been increasing more lately. And I just think this is really, I mean, he had 16 points and 5 rebounds in the last game, and all we need him to get is 9 combined in this game. And I think with his minutes increase, I think we can definitely see a similar performance in this game. So Aaron Wiggins over 8.5 points plus rebounds. Those are two of my favorite bets on tonight's slate.
Love it. So those are some props that you like, Matt. Was there anything that you like side total in any of the NBA games tonight? Maybe any leans that you had?
Honestly, not really. When it comes to the NBA playoffs, I haven't really been betting a lot of these sides and totals because I feel like they're so volatile a lot of the time. So I kind of stay away from them. And I like to go on these props that I just think are really valuable in terms of like when it looks at the playoffs, you got to look at the minutes a lot of these players are playing. And I just like to go with props more than sides and totals. So nothing really.
Totally fair. How about in the NHL side? We got 2 games in the NBA, 2 games in the NHL tonight. Anything that you like there? Props, sides, totals?
Well, I like the Canes here, honestly. Like, I think a lot of people like the Canes to come back in this series. They're the more talented team. But instead of betting the Canes, I'm actually just going to take Jake Guentzel over 2.5 shots on goal here. He's had 5 in each of the first 2 games of this series. He's just been, honestly, much more aggressive so far in these first 2 games than he was against the Islanders in that series. So I think he can get 3 shots on goal. It's juiced to minus 166, but just throw a unit on that and pick up a small profit. I think he definitely gets to 3 with the Canes being at home, and they absolutely need this game. I see them playing a really good game here.
Love it. Matt, let's talk about the futures markets in both the NBA and the Stanley Cup. The NBA, I think, is really fascinating right now, right? Because Denver is obviously on the brink of elimination. They're down 0-2. Minnesota's kind of emerged as that team that everybody loves. Boston's been the best team in the NBA all season, but it feels like nobody really wants to bet them. Sport right now, do you see value on any team to win the championship, whether it be in the NBA or the NHL?
Honestly, the only thing I'd bet right now probably is the Canes, because I like them to come back and win that series. I just really like the Hurricanes. These first 2 games have been really disappointing, honestly, for them. But I think 2 games at home, I think they can even this series up, and I think they can honestly win the cup. So if you're going to pick one, I'd probably back the Canes, but I don't bet a ton of futures, to be quite honest, especially late in the season like this. I usually back them at the beginning of the season. The only future I really have in right now is the Angels under 72.5 wins in baseball, which is looking pretty good with the Trout injury. But yeah, right now I'd probably take the Canes if it was something I'm going to be on.
Yeah, Angels under certainly looking good. Speaking of baseball, it's a minimal slate today, but is there anything that you like on the diamond?
Yeah, so I've been giving out my favorite plays for, like, on my X account, I've been giving out my favorite plays from my favorite team. So I'm a Chicago fan, unfortunately. All my teams are usually pretty terrible every single year. But I've been giving out plays for those because I like to have something on the game. So tonight, we got the Guardians and the White Sox. I know, an extremely exciting game that all of you will be watching. Everybody loves the White Sox. I'm going to take the under 8 here at minus 110. You can get it at Ben Lively is on the mound for Cleveland tonight. He's been fantastic so far. He's been way better than he was last year when he had an expected FIP and expected ERA way above 5. His strikeout rate and his strikeout minus walk rate is 10% higher than his career averages. He's been fantastic, and I expect him to dominate this White Sox lineup that is just terrible. 75 WRC plus versus righties. They're awful. They can be streaky, but they're not very good. I'll probably back the White Sox under 3.5 for their team total as well tonight. Eric Fetty on the mound for them. I just expect him to be really good as well. He's been our best player. Eric Fetty has been the MVP of the White Sox so far, and I think he can continue pitching well against the Cleveland lineup that's pretty average against righties. So give me the under 8 in the game, and I'll probably put something on the White Sox team total under 3.5, as I think Lively and Cleveland's bullpen and that elite defense as well of Cleveland will shut down the White Sox tonight.
Really good stuff. NBA, NHL, MLB, he does it all. Matt Horner, make sure you check out his stuff that he does for us here at BetQL. Matt, appreciate the time, man. Great having you on. We'll do it again soon.
Of course, man. Thank you very much.
All right, great stuff. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it's time for a little big league peege. As Matt gave out a play that he likes there in Guardians and White Sox, we'll get to that game here in moments. We got a game that's already underway. Diamondbacks and Reds started about 10 minutes ago. Hunter Green on the mound for the Reds. Their ace is on the mound trying to stop a 7-game losing streak. This, to me, is a market indicator, right? The Reds have dropped 7 games in a row. They're favorites today at home. I think this is the spot where finally they stop the losing streak. So even though it's live in-game, I take the Reds to finally stop the streak and get a win today. Great pitching matchup going on in Minnesota as this game is also underway. Pablo Lopez going for the Twins against Logan Gilbert for the Mariners. You might look at this game and see the total is 6.5. Well, it's that low for a reason. You got two of the best pitchers going in the American League. Logan Gilbert has taken the mound 7 times this season for the Mariners. In 6 of those 7 games, the total score has been 7 runs or fewer. So expect a 4-2, kind of 4-1, 3-2 kind of ball game today out in Minneapolis. I like the under, and I also like the Mariners on the money line as well. Two really good pitchers. If you're going to give me plus money with one of them, I'll take it. Give me the M's and give me the under as well. Then we got the Giants out in Coors Field today taking on the Rockies. Keaton Wynn against Cal Quantrill. Don't like anything side or total. The one prop that I do like is going to be Keaton Wynn over 4.5 strikeouts. Astros in the Bronx today taking on the Yankees. 5:05 p.m. Eastern time start with a total of 8.5. Marcus Stroman going up against Ronel Blanco. Yankees -135 on the money line. The Astros are +115. How about the Yankees are 6-0 against the Astros this season? This is Yankees Astros we're talking about. The Astros dominate the Yankees. These games are usually in the favor of Houston, but this year New York has flipped the script. Maybe the Yankees go 7-0 against the Astros this season in the regular season, but I'm not going to take that. Give me the Astros to finally get a win today against the Yankees. Can the Yanks really go 7-0 against the Astros? I'll take the Astros at +115. Guardians, White Sox, that game that Matt was talking about, Ben Lively against Eric Fetty. As he mentioned, Fetty has been the White Sox best player. He's been their few bright spot for them this season. Ben Lively has been good on the other side for Cleveland. I'm going to take the under in that game today at 8. You combine the fact that the White Sox are throwing their best pitcher and the fact that the Guardians have a good pitcher going against that White Sox lineup, I'll take under 8. Another good pitcher going today, Sonny Gray for the Cardinals. He's like 4-0 with a .89 ERA this season. St. Louis minus 135 on the road in Milwaukee today, going against Tobias Myers. The Brew Crew plus 110. Sonny Gray has been excellent. I don't trust the Cardinals, though, in that bullpen late to get them the win. So I'm just going to take Sonny Gray and St. Louis first five on the money line at minus 140. That's my pick today in Cardinals and Brewers. And then finally, the Royals against the Angels. Michael Wacha and the Royals minus 120 going up against Reed Detmers and the Angels, who are plus 100, over under of 8.5 in this game. Royals are the much better team than the Angels are. And really, since Mike Trout got hurt, the Angels have just kind of been in free fall. Now, they have won their last two games against the Pirates on the road, and maybe that's why this price is minus 120 plus 100 instead of minus 130 plus 110. I do think there's a little bit of value on the Royals. They're the much better baseball team. I'll gladly lay the minus 120 with the Royals today out in Anaheim. All right, it's time to wrap up the show here. PJ's plays on Send It In. As always, any best bets, comments, anything that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. We talked everything today. We talked baseball, we talked NBA, we talked NHL, we talked golf. Anything that you guys got on your mind, let us know and send it in. We're going to start with going streaking. We've hit two bets in a row. We're going to try and make it 3 for 3. Jeremy Peña, we took him yesterday against the Yankees, got us 3 hits. We're staying in that Yankees-Astros game today, and we're going with Jose Altuve to get a base hit. Altuve's batting .331 this season, and he's 5 for 15 in his career against Marcus Stroman. Astros lineup has been great this season. They're 12 and 24, which is just insane to think about, but it's because of their pitching. Their lineup's been excellent. Altuve's been good. Peña's been good. Alvarez has been good for Houston, but they just can't pitch at all. I think the bats stay hot today. Again, I like them to win against Stroman and the Yankees, so I'll take Altuve to get a base hit today. Hopefully makes it 3 in a row for us. My prop lock, as I mentioned, Luka Doncic over 3.5 three-pointers made at plus 105. Dallas Mavericks plus 5 tonight, plus 165 on the money line. I think they win the game, and I think that's got to correlate to Luka making his outside shots. It just feels like Dallas is different, and Luka is a different player when he's knocking down his shots. He went 1 for 9 from 3 in game 1, and that really hurt Dallas. Lou Dort's an excellent defender, but Luka is just, he's an all-time offensive talent. I mean, he's one of the best ISO scorers that we've ever seen in the NBA. No question, he's not 100% right now. He certainly does have something that he's dealing with, but he's still good enough to still be vintage Luka. And I think he's got to knock down his jumpers. Shaq and Charles Barkley talk about this all the time on the TNT pregame show. Superstars don't have two bad games in a row. Luka went 1 for 9 from deep. I expect him to answer in a big way. I think he gets 4 or 5 threes tonight. I'll take Luka over 3.5 three-pointers at plus 105. My dog of the day is going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers at plus 13.5 against the Boston Celtics. I took Cleveland in game 1. It wasn't for very much, but now I'm taking them in game 2 because I had a feeling that in one of these two games, Cleveland would play Boston tough. I thought it maybe would be more so game 2 just because the Cavs were coming off that tough 7-game series against Orlando. Quick turnaround. You're playing Boston, who's been waiting around. Boston dismantled Miami in game 1, then lost outright in game 2. Maybe we kind of see something similar. It feels like Boston, the last 3 or 4 years, has had home court advantage throughout the entire Eastern Conference playoffs, and very rarely are they up 2-0 in a series. It feels like they're always dropping one of these first two games at home. I think Cleveland's certainly live tonight. I take a little shot with them at plus 600, but I do like them at plus 13.5 tonight against the Celtics. Shawty Sharp, you are absolutely on fire. Unfortunately for you, the Indiana Pacers aren't playing tonight, so you can't take their team total over. But we do have some baseball games tonight, so what's your favorite play on the diamond?
Yeah, Peach, it's tough. No free money from the books tonight with the Pacers team total over. I don't understand why they keep putting it so low, but that's neither here nor there. I know you talked about Sonny Gray. He's been pitching really well, but this Wilson Contreras injury really scares me. In his last start, he I don't know if you saw, but he went back in the dugout and or in the locker room and changed all of his clothes. And he said also a big reason for him to come out there and still pitch really well was because of Wilson Contreras. Well, Wilson Contreras now, obviously we saw that injury. He's not going to be playing today. And he's going up against the Brewers. He had 12 strikeouts last time against the Brewers, but he did give up five hits. So I still think that this catching situation is really going to struggle for Sonny. So I'm going to take him under 6.5 strikeouts and over 4.5 hits. It's +184. Brewers are top 6 in MLB in hits per game. I think Sonny Gray still will be okay, but I think under strikeouts and over hits for him tonight, just with the new catching matchup, it is going to be rough for him.
All right, very nice, Shawnee Sharp. I like it. Good analysis. Wilson Contreras, that is a big injury for St. Louis. My best bet is going to be in the NHL tonight. Hurricanes, Rangers, under 5.5. Matt mentioned he likes Carolina. Have a feeling a lot of people do. These two teams are evenly matched, right? The Rangers won the President's Cup. They were the best regular season team in the NHL. They had home ice advantage in this series, yet Carolina was favored to win it. There's a reason for that, and I think they show us tonight. I think Carolina probably wins the game, but I do like the under even more. Two really good goaltenders who have been playing really well at the end of the season. We haven't seen that in the first two games. I think we get that tonight. I'll take under 5.5 in Hurricanes and Rangers. To recap, our best bets for today, Jose Altuve, going to be my play in going streaking, 5-for-15 in his career against Marcus Stroman. Luka, over 3.5 three-pointers made at +105. I think Dallas OKC is going to be a really good game tonight. I think Dallas has a chance to win, and I think Luka is going to knock down his threes. Give me Cleveland, +13.5 against Boston, because this is what Boston does. They play with their food when they should be up 2-0 in a series. Somehow, it's 1-1. I like the Cavs to keep it close. Shawnee Sharp's going with Sonny Gray, under 6.5 strikeouts and over 4.5 hits at +184. And I'm taking the under in Hurricanes and Rangers. Big thanks to Matt Horner for joining us on the show today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, if you missed anything, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, rate, subscribe, and review. Good luck on all your bets. Enjoy the games, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.